Welcome to Bible Made Easy podcast. I'm Brother George. Thanks for joining me. Are rates of depression rising in modern times? It sure looks that way, and research seems to back this up. The World Health Organization reports increasing rates of depression, especially since the COVID era, estimating that about 4% of the global population is affected. So there's a great chance that you or someone you know struggles with it. The Mayo Clinic describes depression as a mood disorder that causes persistent feelings of sadness and loss of interest. It affects how you feel, think, and behave, and can lead to a variety of emotional and physical problems. And here are some common symptoms according to various sources. Feelings of sadness or hopelessness. Angry outbursts, irritability or frustration. Loss of interest or pleasure in normal activities. Loss of self-esteem. Sleep disturbances. Tiredness and lack of energy. Changes in appetite. Anxiety and restlessness. Slowed thinking, speaking, or body movements. Feelings of worthlessness or guilt. Trouble thinking, concentrating, and remembering things. Unexplained physical problems such as back pain or headaches. Suicidal thoughts. Depression can be debilitating, stripping you of all joy and destroying your ability to function in life. Here's some great advice from the Bible and other sources to help you fight and overcome depression. Remember that God doesn't like to see you unhappy. He'd much rather you were delivered. Hebrews 12:13. But let it rather be healed. Know that God is with you even if you don't feel His presence. Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Realize that ultimately depression is an attack of the devil himself on you. 1 Peter 5:8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The battle with depression can be largely spiritual and must be fought with spiritual weapons. Thankfully, the Bible gives us plenty of them. Take plenty of time to read God's Word and other helpful Christian material. Read it, write it down, memorize it, and quote it in your prayers. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. John 15:3. Now are ye clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Pray in faith to ask God to deliver you. Mark 11:24. What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Get others to pray for you. James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him. Get angry at the devil and use your authority in Jesus' name to command him to get lost. James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist fear and worry. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Forsake any sins that might be a chink in your spiritual armor. Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Praise God and count your blessings no matter how bad you feel. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks. Think positively. Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Have faith, believing that you will overcome, even if you don't feel like it. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Fight persistently until you win. Hebrews 10:36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Keep getting back up no matter how many times you get knocked down. Proverbs 24:16. For a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. Confide in and get advice from a trusted friend or loved one. Proverbs 20:5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. And here's some more helpful advice. Don't isolate yourself. Keep connections with loved ones strong. Get regular exercise. Live and eat healthy. Engage in constructive hobbies. Keep yourself busy serving and meeting the needs of others. And get professional medical advice if necessary. A bout of depression, especially a severe one, can be extremely tough to fight off. But you can and will win if you seek God's help and take whatever practical steps you need to. Thanks for joining me. Please be sure to subscribe, like, and share. God bless you all. Bye.